keeping an eye on the reaction on Twitter this afternoon, and wealth manager and best-selling author Warren Ingram says, South African investors, it is possible that bad news about the president will be released soon. If this happens, do your best to resist a knee-jerk reaction. Many investors are going to overreact and the media will go crazy, but you should remain calm and take your time to make decisions. Let's find out what chief economist at the Efficient Group, Davi Roth, thinks about that. Davi, good afternoon. Thanks very much for joining us. Not a very great day for the South African economy, is it?
No, certainly not. Not the way that the financial markets are reacting. The rand is weakening quite a lot, and that means that will filter through to high inflation, unless things turn around tomorrow morning, and that can happen as well. But what really concerns me, and there are two things that I think we should be particularly worried about. The one is the context in which all of this is happening. We have currently very high levels of unemployment, very high levels of poverty, and rising levels of poverty and rising food prices, for example. So this is a very... this is a bit of a toxic mix, and if something goes wrong, then I'm afraid things can really, as they say, move south. And I'm concerned about that. We saw what happened last year in KZN as an example. So that's one thing that I'm concerned about. The second thing that I'm very concerned about is that there's a possibility that South Africa could be downgraded or grey-listed on a financial action task force. And the reason why they potentially can grey-list this is because of lax financial controls and all that sort of stuff. And if you listen to the things that the president is accused of, that is exactly the kind of things that they are concerned about. So I'm afraid this sort of thing, where the president is involved, is going to make things much more difficult, and the possibility that we're going to get grey-listed certainly has increased the last day or two, three. And that's perhaps another reason why the rand took a bit of a knock. And then from a macroeconomic policy point of view, I don't think much is going to change there. I think we will be in limbo for the next year until after the elections. But what I am concerned is that the various political factions are certainly going to try to establish themselves during this time of uncertainty. And it really depends on who's going to come out on tops, on what the kind of political or economic policy direction South Africa is going to take. But it doesn't matter what way you look at it, it's certainly not going to look good. Things are certainly going to be quite volatile for at least until the next general election.
Yeah, Davi, I mean, I can't see a good way out of this in terms of the markets. If we have to look at a best case and worst case scenario, can you paint that for us? What is going to be our best case in this instance?
The best case, I can't think of a good case in the short term.
In the short term,
if the president resigns, there are three possible candidates that will be our next president. I think the most obvious candidate will be the deputy president, and he will, the way I understand it and the way I understand the constitution, he will be the deputy, or he will be the president until May next year. I think it's May next year. And he's not a very popular guy, but a lot can happen in a couple of months. And the international media, they covered him previously, and he hasn't been covered in glory, by the way. He hasn't been in a running for the top six in any of it. So that is David Mabuza. So I think he will do whatever he can to cement his position to be elected as president. That is certainly the most likely scenario, I would say. The best case scenario is for one of the bright young guys somehow making some progress here. And I'm thinking of Lamola. That's somebody I like quite a lot. But I don't think he's got enough support. But that's something that I think my best case scenario. It's for a young guy, like, for example, Lamola, somehow getting more involved and somehow becoming part of the leadership of the ANC. But perhaps a good scenario for South Africa is that this will accelerate the political change that we're going through at the moment. It will accelerate the demise of the ANC, which is a good thing, because the ANC government has done immense damage to the South African economy. And we are in a process of political change, and this will simply accelerate it. It's going to be volatile. It could be painful, the process, but we are in the beginning of the end of the ANC, which I think is a good thing. Let's not be scared of democracy.
It's just such a shame because we were on a good wicket this week. The markets had a great day yesterday, and we saw those decrease in unemployment statistics, and now this.
Yeah, but there certainly is some good news. It's a bit, it sounds a little bit ironic, but the Reserve Bank increase interest rates, that is good news in a way, because that shows that the South African Central Bank is very much independent, and even if it's unpopular decisions, they're prepared to take that. That is good news. We also have good news in the form of the Chief Justice, for example. So those institutions work very well. Mm. So let's be happy about those sort of things. You and I, we can talk about this. It's the freedom of the press. That's another institution that's working quite well in South Africa. But in the end, it's our responsibility as citizens of South Africa to make sure that we've got a good government that governs us.
Davi, just very quickly before we let you go, if we look at the instability in the rand as a result of all of this, how low do you see it going?
Yeah, how long is a piece of string? I must tell you, if things go, and I'm not too concerned about the political shenanigans, but what I am more concerned about is the, how, if it spills over into something else, if it becomes a social thing, if we see sort of, a protest in the streets and all that, that's what I'm concerned about. And if that should happen, then we can see the rand going anywhere. We can see the rand going to 18, 19. But I must say that rand, even at 17, even at 16, the rand is actually quite undervalued. And that, in a way, is good news because it means the moment we have a little bit more stability, the rand is likely to sort of trend back to where it's supposed to be. And that's more in the region of around about 16 or so to the US dollar.
Davi Rhodes, Chief Economist at the Efficient Group, on the line there from Pretoria. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.